Meseches Gittin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Mi shehaya mushloch labar, somebody who is thrown into a pit and you cannot see him. Va'amar, and he calls out, Kol hashamea es karlai, anybody who hears his voice, yichtav get l'ishtai, should write a get to his wife. And he says his name, and he says his wife's name, and their cities, and the other identifying information. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitenu. The people who hear it may write the get, and they may deliver the get to the wife, even though they didn't actually see him. Habari, someone who is healthy, she'amar kisfu get l'ishti. He says, write a get to my wife, but he doesn't say deliver it. Ratza l'sachekba. We say you cannot deliver it. We don't assume this is a good get, because we assume that he actually intends to torture her. He's intending to play with her, toy with her, to joke with her. Ma'isa b'vari echad. There was a case, actually, though, with one healthy person, she'amar, who said, kisfu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. V'ala l'roish hagag, and he went up to the roof, top enough of a mace, and he fell off the rooftop and he dies. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Amar Chacham, the Chachamim say, Im me'atz may nafal, if he fell of his own power, basically he commits suicide, harei ze get, then this is actually a valid get. And we say that a bari who says, write a get for my wife, we could say l'mafreya, that he did intend it to be a get, based on his actions. But if he didn't fall on his own, but rather im haruach dechatu, if the wind pushed him off the roof, and that's how he died, ain't a get, it is not a get. So the Gemara explains that this maisa is actually coming to qualify the previous halacha brought in the Mishnah about a bari, that we look at what his intentions were l'mafreya. And if the get was written and delivered before he died, we say, if we can tell from his actions, such as he throws himself off the roof, that he intended it to be delivered like anybody else who is in danger of dying. Mishnah Zayin. Amar l'shnayim, if somebody says to two people, tnu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife, but he doesn't say that they should write it. Oy, or he says l'shloisha to three people, kisfu get utnu get l'ishti. He says, write a get and give it to my wife. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitenu. So these people may write the get and they deliver the get. Amar l'shloisha, if he says to three people, tnu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife. So he didn't say to write it, he just said, give it. Hare elu yaymru, so these three can say la'achem to other people, v'yichtavu, that the others should write the get and deliver the get. Mipnei she'asan bezdin. Because by saying to three people, give a get to my wife, without specifying that they should write it first, he's making them a bezdin. And the bezdin can make a shliach to fulfill his shlichus of divorcing his wife. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is according to Rabbi Meir. V'zoi halacha she'ala Rabbi Chanina ish ane. And now the following is going to be the halacha that Rabbi Chanina ish ane brought up mibeis ha'asurim from the prison where Rabbi Akiva was being held. That Rabbi Akiva said, Mekubal ani, I am mekubal, I have received, I've been taught, ba'aymer l'shleisha, by someone who says to three people, tnu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife, she'aymer l'acherim v'yichtayvu, that they, as a bezin, say to other people that they should go ahead and write it. B'pnei shasan bezin, because by saying this to three people, he makes them a bezin. Amar Rabbi Yosi says, numenu l'ashliach, we told the shliach, that would be Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Akiva's shliach from the prison, af anu mukubalam, we also have a kabbalah of the halacha, she'afilu amar lebezin ha'gadol shabir shalayim, even if he told bezin ha'gadol shabir shalayim, tnu get l'ishti, that they should give a get to his wife. Now, this is a bezin he's telling. It's not just three random people, but an actual established bezin. He tells, give a get to my wife, that they cannot give it to a third person, to other people, to fulfill his shlichus, but rather she'yilma do that. If they don't know how to write a get, they actually have to go take lessons and learn how to write the get, v'yichtavu, and then they should write the get and sign it, v'yitenu, and they themselves should give it over to the wife, and they cannot give it over to a third party. They cannot, as a bezdin, send a shliach bezdin to take care of this divorce. Amar la'asara, if a man says to 10 people, kisfu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife, Echad Kaisev, so we say one of them actually writes it up, Ushnaim Chaisman, and 2 out of the 10 sign it. And we say that's enough to fulfill his instructions. However, if he said Kulchem Ksoivu, if he actually said to 10 people, all of you write a get for my wife, Echad Kaisev, so again, only one person is going to write the actual get, but V'chulam Chaisman, all of them actually have to sign the get, every single one of this 10. Lefichach, therefore, in Meis Echad Mehem, if one of them dies before he signs it, Hareze get batal, it is an invalid get because they did not fulfill all of the conditions of the shlichus that the husband gave them in writing this get.